Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
She told the Big Show that she didn't want her father-in-law's new girlfriend to be in her wedding pictures because she's overweight. Yeah, that pissed me off too. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
But I don't want her in my wedding pictures because she's overweight.
I'm just curious what the real problem here is.
It's just ugly to look at.
Woman moves from Florida to Virginia for a new job before learning she was never hired. Because what right mind person's like, yo, let me buy this old ass van that's covered in fur?
In this economy?
Yeah. Y'all fuck anything.
Yeah, a lot of us do. A lot of us do, unfortunately.
What up, what up, what up, pro silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that makes this silliness seriously. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast, and guess who it is? It's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. It's new week, new me, okay? New week, new me. It's been a hell of a week because shit did get crazy this past Saturday. It was the Big Show's employee holiday party. It was amazing because I was smacked. I brought my best friend, Wesley, who's going to join us on a pod later on today, so get ready for his silliness. So the plan was to meet in the parking lot of the studio and to take a fur bus to the party location. By the way, there was zero fur on the bus, on the fur bus. Zero fur, which is okay, but at the same time, I was like low-key annoyed because like I pictured a bus that looked like that van in the movie Dumb and Dumber. That's what I was expecting. If you know, you know. So, but yeah, I was a little key, but that broke my heart a little bit. But then I saw like this gorgeous hot pink van. So we got up in there, had a good time. But I did find out while on said van that they might have different vehicles, and a couple of them do have fur inside of them. So I'm assuming internally, hopefully, you know, and not like at all like the Dumb and Dumber van, because it rains a lot here. That's gross. So shout out to Fur Bus in Atlanta. Thank you. Thank you for getting us all there and back safely. So the party was at my boss, Tommy's house. All right. So he's a show director for The Bird Show, and he's been there for years, and he's amazing at what he does. But he also loves to come to the office that Jackson and I work in, and he likes to come up behind us and, you know, scare the living shit out of us, especially me, because he films it with his iPhone and he just laughs. I love it because it makes me feel like I'm part of the team because he only does it the people that he fucks with. So I like that. It's hilarious. And honestly, I do find jump scares hilarious. So it works out for me. So anyways, we get on the bus and everyone is there except for one person, Mo's girlfriend. She was a little late. Apparently, according to The Big Show, you got to listen to it for yourself. There was a lot of that. Okay. People was late, and Mo did a whole segment along with Bert. Most of the men on the show were like, hey, why are women always late? What's that about? You know, so they talked about that. So you have to listen to this past Monday's show to hear the details, including that. But I will include the links to the entire episode in the show notes if I remember. Okay. But anyways, we get on the fur bus and there's music playing. And there's a bar inside of the bus for us, like tequila and vodka. Those were the options. It was mostly like just for, you know, pre-gaming, you know what I'm saying. So the actual party had all kinds of booze because Tommy has a Bartesian. So it was lit. It was litty, litty, okay? Because, you know, my mom had one at her 80th party, so I already knew what it was. You know, I was prepared, okay? So if you guys don't know what a Bartesian is, think of a Keurig for booze. That's pretty much what it is. It makes liquor drinks, cocktails and whatnot. So I won't go into the entire party, but let's just know that shit get wild. There was a party bus, booze, gifts. Someone pulled out a knife. there was a lesbian competition, a Megan Fox lookalike, and somebody was dressed as a Christmas beaver. It was, okay, all right, the last one was me. I was definitely wearing one of those Bucky's Santa Claus onesies. Yeah, I was looking hot. I did it for the kids, damn it, shut up. So a lot occurred, you missed it. But dare I say it, this was the dopest Christmas party I have ever been a part of, and I look forward to it next year. They haven't fired me by then. That's my plan. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get to the silly, y'all. Okay, so I want you guys to do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review, and I need your help for my teeny weeny podcast to be suggested to others, so that's what that does. So coming up, she told the Big Show that she didn't want her father-in-law's new girlfriend to be in her wedding pictures because she's overweight. Yeah, that pissed me off too. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I almost said it's the Burt Show.
Right, right.
I almost did.
Oh, wow.
All right, so.
Like the Big Show, Big Show? Wrestler Big Show?
No, like the Burt Show.
Oh, no.
Like, I call it the Big Show on here.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming to the stage and microphone, my bestie, Wesley.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that, actually. I didn't know you were actually announcing me to your audience.
Yeah, you said the Big Show, then I thought about the WWE, and then I was going to be like, ladies and gentlemen. And I was all lazy, so I didn't do that. But that's what was going
to
happen.
I want the pyrotechnics if you're going to announce me to the stage. Right? I want the full theatrics.
The full theatrics.
Everything.
Theatrics. You like the way I just fucked all that up?
Yeah, I love it.
So here's the thing, Wes. On the Big Show, for my new listeners, that is, I call it the Big Show, but I'm talking about the Burt Show, my day job there. It's a podcast you can find anywhere that podcasts can be found.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, on the Big Show this week, we had a conversation in dealing with. We were talking about how there pretty much fat phobia was the discussion. We had a listener call in on a voice disguiser, which is a good thing that she did.
How often does that happen?
Pretty often, because it's an option, so everybody knows that.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. I thought each person was supplying themselves their own voice modulator every time they called in.
No.
And it was just people in the shadows calling in with their opinions.
No, the audio engineer takes care of that part.
Oh, okay, all right. Awesome.
It's either Kaylee or Tommy or Katie, one of those people.
We're really in the future.
Right, we're in the future in this shit. Wow. So a listener called in because she was trying to get advice from us on how to tell her father-in-law's future, well, new girlfriend, maybe what, maybe fiance eventually, but new girlfriend, how to tell her that she does not want her to be in the wedding photos because she's overweight, which later on she said, oh, it's because, well, it's her new, you know, relationship, so I don't want my photos anyway. But she seemed really adamant on the other reason, which is her being overweight. So what I'm going to do, Wes, as you and I are going to listen to the full 12-minute segment so you get what's going on, then we're going to go ahead and talk about it.
Hello, Vivian.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm nervous for you.
I'm getting married in April. Yay.
Yay.
My father-in-law just started dating this lovely lady, but I don't want her in my wedding pictures. I need the advice on how to tell him and her I don't want her in my wedding pictures because she's overweight, and she'll mess up the aesthetic of my pictures.
I'm just curious what the real problem here is.
It's just ugly to look at.
You could have just left it as, she's my dad's brand new girlfriend. These wedding photos are forever. I'm sorry, she's technically not part of the family. And literally, everyone would probably agree with you.
What you're saying is fat is ugly.
You need to stop and take a long look in the mirror and maybe go to some therapy and sit with why you feel the way that you do. Because I hope when you inevitably gain weight, because that's what happens to the majority of women when they get older, your husband doesn't look at you and think that you're fat and ugly and you don't fit his aesthetic anymore.
My question is, what's the advice? I need some advice on how to tell her. Not to be berated.
Okay.
I didn't call for that.
Let me say this right quick. As someone who's spoken out often about how hurtful it is to be judged for your weight, I hope I'm not about to sit here and listen to my friends in this studio give you advice on how to be cruel. Yeah, I know you didn't call to be berated. So if you want advice, my advice is to look at yourself and maybe talk to your father-in-law about not having his brand new girlfriend in your pictures because the relationship's so new and you leave the weight out of it. That would be my advice.
You can't say to her, look, I don't want you in the picture because you're fat.
One thing that I'd love overweight people to know, or anyone who struggles with anything like any body insecurity to know, is it really is about who you are. And when people judge you for how you look, the problem is not with you, it is with that person. They have some self-work to do, and they are projecting their insecurities and their hatred from themselves onto you because you're the easiest target.
You and I just listened to the entire segment together from The Big Show. And if you want to hear the segment for yourself, the full segment, I will put the link once again of the entire episode down there so you can go ahead and check that out. But what Cassie said was amazing. Not only did she handle this particular caller with grace, she could have gone way off. She could have gone ham.
Is there such a thing as rough grace?
Rough. She was rough gracefulness. I loved it.
She was roughly so, graceful.
That sounds like a rugby description, like rough grace. Rough grace. Like.
Yeah, or something that involves like touch golf.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a touch golf kind of sport, it would involve rough gracefulness.
Rough grace, 100%.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Cassie, she has talked about on the show many times about what it's like to be overweight and the struggles that it comes with being overweight. And I, too, have been there. I'm currently there right now. I lost a lot of weight when I was in high school, and I went to college, and I gained that freshman 87.
Mm-hmm. And that college life will do to you. Mm. Y'all know, some of y'all can't see y'all feet right now because of what happened in college.
Okay. Yo, more ways than one.
It's okay. But it's okay.
But I have felt the discrimination of being an overweight person before. And when you lose the weight, people do see you differently. And when you are larger, people definitely see you differently. And you can sense that. You can feel that. That caller was pretty much voicing things, pretty much voicing the faces that overweight people have to deal with every mm-hmm. fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she made a, Bert was talking about an article that they were talking about not too long ago. About how some men will want to have sex with a quote-unquote fat girl but not be seen out in public with her. And that is a thing.
First of all, let me tell you something right now. As a bona fide male, I'm not quite sure if you could tell by the sound of my voice.
He has a penis.
I have a wee-wee. Yes, I do. And, you know, I'm not quite sure how to say this without sounding boisterous of any kind, but I am I'm kind of attractive. I've gotten around.
He's a sexy bastard.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. See, that's all you need. I'm sexy now. Nevertheless, I've ran around a couple of rapscallions that have played these kinds of scrupulous games with individuals. Mm-hmm. And yes, they've also had it done to them and way worse. It's just a notorious cycle of love games, of love war,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's endless. Everyone gets carpet bombed and everyone's now radiated and dying. So mm-hmm. Ultimately it doesn't serve anyone. But these things happen nonetheless. So I can say that, yes, these conversations are being had.
Yeah.
Both in good and bad faith.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I want to share a little bit of this article that Cassie came across and she shared on The Big Show. I think it was like Monday, I believe it was, or last week. It was very recent. And it's something that she came across, and this is coming from the www.upworthy.com. And the article title is "An Open Letter to Men Who Will Have Sex With Me But Won't Date Me."
Mm.
I'm not going to read the entire article, but I will include the link to it in the show notes. So if you're interested, you can go ahead and take a look. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read some of it here. The first part says here, "Many years before I got together with my boyfriend, I had a sex thing with this guy that I thought was relationship material. He not only had an amazing body, but a great personality as well. I was honest when I met him that I was looking for something more than just sex, and he led me to believe that that was what he wanted too."
Ooh, let me read.
Oh,
ooh.
You want to read too?
Ooh, I want to read. Ooh, I want to read. "Between mind-blowing sex, we ordered in, played video games, and watched movies. Couple things, but without the label. But when I tried to get him to a show or out to dinner with me, he refused. My frustration grew as the months went on, and one day I confronted him."
"Why don't we ever go anywhere?"
We have everything we need here, he answered, while simultaneously distracting me by caressing my shoulder blades.
We actually don't, I said. I'm hungry. Let's check out the new Indian place around the corner.
No, we might run into one of my buddies, he said, moving his body further away from me. The underlying meaning was clear. He couldn't take the chance that someone he knew would see me with him. He needed to keep our relationship on the DL so that no one would ever suspect that he enjoyed spending time with me. A fat woman.
He was super fit, so obviously that's the kind of woman he wanted to be associated with. The kind he could be seen with at an Indian place. When I realized he was ashamed of being seen with me, I felt as if I had been punched in the stomach, a place where much of my pain already resided. To him, I was fuckable, but not dateable. He dumped me soon after that conversation. He did me a favor by not continuing to lead me on. Otherwise, I might still be trying to prove to him that I was worth any shit he might have gotten from other people. If I was still his secret shame, I might not have met my next boyfriend. So thanks, athletic asshole. I had hoped that in this age of body positivity, men would no longer need to hide their desires when it comes to fat women. But I was wrong. It's just a sad fact. Many men who are sexually attracted to fat women are ashamed of it. So there is actually more to that particular one. Wow. I will put that link in the comment section so you can read the rest of it. But here's the thing. I'm not like, I don't want to say grossly overweight, but
she's
whatever.
Still, y'all.
I'm slim thick.
Hey, yo, stop what she's saying.
Yeah, I'm slim thick.
I'll tell you right now, she thick.
I'm slim thick.
She got some thickness on her. You know what I mean? There's a plethora of individuals. Okay.
As a man.
Okay.
I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever dated an overweight woman?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Overweight is always based off of the body structure, height.
That's true.
That whole thing. Like, what's considered overweight is different for every body type.
There is levels to that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, were there girls that I dated that were considered overweight by their body metric? Yeah.
See, my thing is, I don't understand the shame that people have of being seen with someone who is overweight. If they are good enough for you to lay down with, then they're good enough for you to have to share a meal with or a show or whatever it is.
See, you know? and usually, that's not a bad way to feel. Normally, you would be correct, but given the modern age, there's been a disconnect between those two things, you know, that sense of action and the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you a little something about men. A lot of them aren't aware of it, but they have a scarcity mindset when it comes to the act of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
I need some booty. Don't care where it comes from. Booty.
Booty. Rocking booty, everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Booty
y'all,
monster.
Y'all fuck anything.
Yeah, a lot of us do. A lot of us do, unfortunately. And it's unfair, and I don't like it, but it's very much sort of, it can be a part of the whole thing. Like, okay, I need to get used to, you know, what it is to be with a woman, because if I don't, it's going to rule every single decision I make and every single action that I take part in willingly. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all surrounded with, I need a woman, instead of, you know, what's best for yourself and a woman coming along the way that understands, supports, and loves that. You know, and even along the way of completing that goal, developing those skills a lot of times leads men to doing stuff like this.
Yeah. And I wanna go ahead and shout out to all of my big women, my plus size women, my curvy ladies, my slim thick sisters,
the women with the love handles on them.
Here's my thing, in real talk, in all seriousness, all of you are fucking beautiful.
If
there is anyone out there that is, for some dumbass reason, embarrassed to be with you, then they are not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Cassie said, there is something within them that they need to look into. That level of hatred has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not waste your time, energy, money, or orgasms on motherfuckers who are embarrassed to be seen with you, because you know what? Chances are they have other reasons for them to be embarrassed of, okay?
Exactly.
And that's on them. You don't have to settle for shit. There's no reason to settle. It is 2023. Love yourself. Self-love is extremely important. And honestly, if you are trying to find self-love through somebody else, you're already in the wrong lane. It's time for you to merge back over to your lane, learn how to love you, and then somebody else. They're going to feel that. And they're going to want to be a part of your world.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Yeah. There's a lot of different frequencies of love,
mm-hmm.
a lot of different forms, and they're all connected. The only way to really get that full love from other people is mm-hmm. that you love also on yourself.
And let me just say this. Fuck aesthetics. And fuck that lady's wedding pictures, too. I don't think their marriage is going to last.
Oh, no, it's not. And I bet you, I'm willing to put money that she ain't look at her damn self.
It's probably exactly where all of that is coming from. Someone, like Cassie said, somebody fed her some shit that just made her hate herself,
mm-hmm.
and she's hating herself through other people. Or she may have body dysmorphia. I don't fucking know.
I think she's a five. I'm going with how she sound, her attitude.
Yeah.
The fact that she's the only one harboring this thing she wants to get done in front of the entire world.
Yeah.
She got to be a four or five.
Yeah.
And really, the girl is more prettier than her.
Yeah.
But this is just the thing she threw out to the radio and tried to get a feel for if she's right, or if she can at least make herself be right through just self-delusion.
Yeah.
And, of course, it turned on her quick. Real quick.
So we're going to end it. We're going to end this segment with this. The reason I know this is the right advice is because I don't fucking take it.
Yeah.
That's how you know. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you know.
Love yourself and people will feel that self-love. It is going to release a golden aura around you that you don't even realize is around you. And people, good people, are going to gravitate towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never know what you're going to catch in that gravitation.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Science.
Exactly. Good vibes gravitate way more to them than bad vibes do.
Mm-hmm.
So you vibrate goodness, you're going to get that back. You're going to get a lot of stuff back. You're going to get some badness too, but
mm-hmm.
you are for damn sure going to get a lot of goodness coming your way.
And another thing.
What?
Titties.
Ooh.
Up next, have you ever changed your entire life for no reason? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. That was a great teaser, but what we're talking about here is a post that I saw on the Instagram page of Hollywood Unlocked.
First of all, why are you even there? You know, you can only be there looking for chaos.
Yes.
And you found chaos?
Exactamundo.
Oh, then share. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the title caught my name here. It says, woman moves from Florida to Virginia for a new job before learning she was never hired. Literally moved. Changed her whole life for no reason. That's what I said. So it's...
Imagine showing up on the first day, on the supposed first day. New outfit, bought yourself a new outfit, charge your credit card, it's maxed out. You know what I'm saying? Buy a new refrigerator, new lease. Where do I put my stuff?
Who the fuck? Who are you?
Ma'am, who are you? I'm here starting my position. I told I'd be maybe getting the corner office, maybe?
Yeah, we're not hiring. I don't know what you're here. You need to leave.
She starts sobbing. What do you mean?
You need to leave. Security. So, I mean, from Florida to Virginia, from south to further south. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why people say Virginia South. It's not to me. It's like north to me, but I think it's because I live in Georgia.
That's probably what it is.
I'm southernist.
There you go.
I'm southernist as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're southern bias.
I'm southern bias. I'm reading it verbatim here, doing a little cold read because I actually haven't even read this.
Fresh.
The title was enough. It says here, Cameron Spinia, I think is how you say your name, applied for a job as a cheerleading coach at a college in Virginia. And she said that she had an interview with the head coach over a video call in June. In report by Insider, Spinia said that the interview went very well as she spent over an hour speaking with him about the position. The young woman explained in a TikTok video that the college sent her an email to visit the facilities and sent her a rental car. The second interview reportedly lasted 5 hours.
Wow.
And she, right? 5 hours. That's a long-ass fucking interview.
That's two movies.
That is two movies. And if it's Titanic, that's a movie.
That's a movie and a half.
Yeah, because Titanic was like 13 hours.
You're right.
It was a long-ass movie.
The jet cut is crazy.
Yeah, that's actually one of the best ones, though.
Yeah.
To this day, there was room for him on that fucking door.
To this day.
I'm pissed. At the end of the day. No, but it's crazy. Like, 5-hour interview. Like, what have you ever done in life that took 5 hours before, besides sleeping?
And then being done and still not being sure if you did it correctly or not.
I can't think of a thing. A shit takes 15 minutes or less, unless you have diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take you that long to get to work. Nothing takes that long.
Sex is only about 15 seconds.
How long does it take to make a turkey? I don't even know, dude.
A turkey, that's about 3 hours. That's 3 hours, yeah. Some ribs, maybe.
Like a slow smoke?
Yes, like a slow smoke, some ribs, maybe, perhaps.
Ribs would be so good, right?
But then, it would be. Starting. But even at the end, you have ribs. It's not like unsure if you have ribs or not.
At the end, you earn some ribs.
You know what I'm saying? It's indefinite. I'm getting ribs when I'm done. Like, it's not, there's no question about whether or not you're going to earn the ribs or not. Like, it's locked in. You know, so like to still not know after that 5 hours is wild. And, you know, it's always hard to get on someone who's been victimized so blatantly. But, ma'am, you should have saw some peeper should have shut off in your mind. Your spotty senses should have kicked in sometime, somewhere around here, around the 5-hour interview mark.
Get it done.
Yeah. The feelers should have felt some scam air around you once the 5-hour interview was thrown at you.
Now, she did note that the head coach wanted to hire her for the job. Now, Cameron here, is that her name? Yeah. She spells it Camryn.
Fancy.
Yeah,
see, maybe if you didn't throw a Y in your first name,
you would have gotten the job.
You wouldn't have been good.
Thought she was black, and they were like, can't hire you.
Call
the cops and shoot her.
She spells Cameron like that? Mm-mm. Carmen? What is Cameron? Carmen? Yeah, she's not getting it.
Call the cops. So Cameron received a follow-up email on July 11th, and the head coach explained that she would be able to start on August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other emails discussed her experience with administrative work and a relocation plan. The 24-year-old ended her lease in Florida and rented a storage unit in Virginia since the head coach placed her in a hotel.
She was ready.
Yeah.
She was so ready.
That sucks. So when she, obviously, you know, there's more to the story. You can find that shit online. Google it for yourself. Clearly, there was no job based by the title here.
Yeah. My one question was, did she actually get a acceptance letter?
That's a good question.
Did she actually get the, hey, it's official, you're on?
I mean, like, I'm thinking that's what that was here when they said that that the head coach literally told her. Now, I don't know if it was in a letter. It says in emails. But it did say that the coach told her that she'd be able to start on August 1st. Not only did she say you could start, but she gave her a starting date.
Yeah, I can see how that could have got her. I understand. Yeah. I don't like it. And, of course, in hindsight, in 2020 and all that stuff, they say, you know, well, if I would have known because of this or that. No, everyone's been scammed before, okay? I got scammed out of $20 for a PS5 controller a month ago, okay? It happens to everybody, all right? When you're when you're in need of something and you know you don't have everything it takes to get that thing, you're going to start looking for some alternative ways to get that thing. And that's where the scammers are lurking.
Exactly. And if you guys are at all aware with Hollywood Unlocked on Instagram, they always go, read more at HollywoodUnlocked.com. I didn't do that shit. So I went to the comments section. And there's always somebody who sums that shit up for you.
And that's way better anyway.
Hell yeah.
Comment section way better.
From @enjoying_the_ride, they said, for all those who don't feel like going to watch the video, she had all the correspondence showing she was hired, worked a full week, told by HR it was a misunderstanding and the job wasn't hers. She threatened to sue, got a hefty check, lives with her parents now, and works somewhere else. You're welcome.
Now, that's what I call some cliff notes.
Yeah, sum it up.
Get the wrapping it up, please.
Yeah.
Can I get mine to go? I got somewhere to be. I love it. Thank you. Goodness.
If you've ever wanted to purchase a vehicle that's covered in fur and made to look like a dog, Well, I've got news for you. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So right now, I am literally on a website that is for a radio station, I believe in Chicago. And it's a 96.7theeagle.net is the site that I'm on. And it says here, Rockford's home for classic rock. Nice.
And the first thing on the webpage, hey, it's Wes, by the way, is the truck from Dumb and Dumber. The one, the dog truck. I'm not sure if you guys know. But.
In their defense, I typed in Dumb and Dumber truck to show someone at work what it looked like because they never saw the movie, which I thought was weird. And i.e. that was Jackson. He doesn't watch movies ever made before 2000. So.
Shame him.
Yeah, shamed. So I was showing him the truck. So I Googled imaged it. And then when I clicked the image, this website picked up. So the reason that they have the Dumb and Dumber truck on here is because apparently, I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. It says here, one man in Kansas City, Missouri is selling a replica version of the Mutz Cuts van as seen in the cult classic Dumb and Dumber. It did have a $30,000 price tag on it, but it has now been dropped to $25,000. That's a steal.
I mean, know what I'm saying? Get you a couple of guys, a couple of people, and invest you in the Dumb and Dumber truck, maybe keep the maintenance on it and maybe do like some tour rides or something like that around.
Yeah, don't drive it when it's raining though. So if you live in Seattle or the UK, this is not the truck. It's gonna be all mildewy and shit.
That seems gross.
Does it shed? Yeah. I don't even
does
know.
It shed? Oh,
these are questions.
Does it need a shot?
Because
shots?
The fur is on the exterior. So those of you listening, if you've seen the movie Dumb and Dumber, you know what van we're talking about. If we haven't, Google Dumb and Dumber van. I mean, it doesn't take much.
I mean, I can't think of too many people, as I also think of Justin currently, who hasn't seen that movie and that don't know that.
Jackson, listen.
Jackson.
How
Jackson,
dare you?
Jackson.
How
bad,
dare
Jackson.
You not know things that you should know? So it says here, according to the ad on Facebook, he's selling this on Facebook, by the way.
Of course.
The van is street legal. It could also be a tax write-off since one could be used to advertise one's business. If any diehard fans of the movie are interested in the van or just curious to see exactly how much detail was put into the replica, you can click the ad. You can click the ad. So I'll put the website. And if you want to buy the Dumb and Dumber van, it is for sale for a cool, clean $25,000. Now, keep this in mind. This ad or this article was written back in 2018, so I have no idea if it's still for sale. I'm assuming that it is, because what right-mind person is like, let me buy this old-ass van that's covered in fur?
In this economy?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Sure thing.
Is it a hybrid? Is it electric? It's definitely not a fucking Tesla. I don't know what they want, but the answer is no.
What kind of gas mileage does it get?
It's a van. It does 2 miles a gallon. Like
1.5 in the city. So good. So there you go.
So if there's anything that you can learn and take from this episode, it's you are the motherfucking shit no matter what the hell you look like. Your body, the way you look, does not dictate who you are as a motherfucking person. Also, if you decide to spend 20 grand on a van that's covered in fur, you're an idiot. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Shout out to my listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love you. I love you. It's always good to have you guys hanging out with me. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Shout out to Wesley for joining this podcast episode. Oh, guys, I've got some great news coming up very soon. We're going to be doing a special podcast episode, including my father, Milton, my daddy. And we're going to be discussing our nonprofit, the books that we've written together, and all that good stuff. That's going to be coming up very soon. So make sure you guys are subscribed to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. And also do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review. That'd be dope. Okay, because it helps my podcast grow. And I would love that to happen. I would. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, share this podcast with a friend because there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, I-T-S, P-R-O-S-I-L-L-Y, and of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. You can also email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail/text on my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. All that information is down below in the show notes. And if you're interested in me advertising your business or your content, email me as well, okay, because we can talk about price and what you need and or want. Okay, let's do that, because here's the thing. I'm out here chasing dreams, and I know that you guys are too, so maybe we can help each other out. Let's work together. Once again, down in the show notes, I got some bonus information, my social media stuff, which is included in my link tree down there, all my most used social medias and platforms. TikTok, Instagram, both of my YouTube channels, and a whole lot more. All in one spot. Oh, and your girl's on Cameo. Yes, I am. I'm on Cameo. So if you want a video made for a friend or for yourself, I can prank people, I can wish them a happy birthday, what have you, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And if you want to snail mail me, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send anything you would like, and I will have an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. We'll never really know what it smells like underwater. See, these are the important things that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome, because now you can think about it. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. I'll see you guys next week.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.